This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, back here, our spot with Steelers Super Bowl champion Bryant McFadden. And last year at this time, BMAC came on and said, folks, the Super Bowl is in New Orleans, and when we get to February of 2025, the Steelers are going to be there, ready to go. Russell Wilson, Justin Fields, who cares? Somebody's going to get us to the promised land, and we're going to be dancing in the bayou on Bourbon Street in the Super Bowl. BMAC, that did not work out, but the people want to know, are you here to predict the Steelers going to Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara this season?
No, I'm not here to predict that. I'm here to give a fair, honest assessment to what I think this season will detail. And with that being said, Pony,
yes,
I have the Pittsburgh Steelers getting into the playoffs. I have the Pittsburgh Steelers doing something they haven't done in a long, long time, which is win a playoff game. And then once that happens, we will allow the chips to fall where they may.
What's their record going to be? I guess I'll cut to the chase, BMAC, and go, give me the last part of that equation. Because usually we would ask you this at the end of the interview, but you kind of skipped right to the end of the book here.
That's what I do. You know, I read your mind very, very instinctive, so you're welcome.
Oh, those are important skills for a corner.
Yeah, what is that? Every time we think we've got the answers, you change the questions on us.
No question. 10-7.
10-7.
10-7.
All right.
Yes.
How are we feeling about Sunday's game? Aaron Rodgers going back to New York. Justin Fields facing his old team. Jalen Ramsey going to make his Steelers debut. Sauce Gardner going to try to lock down DK Metcalf in a five-star matchup, as Mike Tomlin likes to say. The biggest thing on your mind for the Steelers-Jets game Sunday is what?
Offensively, getting the running game going. That's the biggest thing on my mind. If you can get the running game going with Jalen, you know, with whoever, Kenneth, Gainwell, Caleb, it will make everything else on the offense run smoother, run easier. That's the biggest thing because I know we've been highlighting the front defensively for the Pittsburgh Steelers, deserving so, but we cannot overlook Quinnen Williams and what he does on that front as well, being the lead singer for their success. So that's the biggest thing in my mind. I really believe we got to get the running game going, and if we do that, everything else will work itself out.
BMAC, what do you expect to see just in week one, no preseason reps at all for Aaron Rodgers? What do you think he and that offense are going to look like in this game?
Well, I expect to see a sense of rhythm and chemistry, you know, from start to finish, because to your point, they did not participate, the starters offensively, in one preseason game. They got a lot of work in joint practices, but that's different than being in the stadium. That's different than being in that game-like atmosphere. So with the experience that Aaron Rodgers has, and it seems like he's very, very acclimated with this new offense, I don't expect to see any slow starts. I think Mike Tomlin believes his experience will help them. You look at DK Metcalf being an experienced guy as well. You know, you look at Pat, you look at Jonnu Smith. They have some experienced skill guys surrounding the quarterback that haven't been in this rodeo once or twice. They've been around for quite some time, so I need to see rhythm.
Do you think that we see Rodgers and Metcalf hit the ground running, or is Sauce Gardner the type of dude that can put the clamps on DK Metcalf? Give me insight on that matchup, BMAC.
You know, when you have a situation like this where it's good on good, you know, Dick the boys tell us all the time, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you. I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen, but we want to get the bear more than the bear gets us. That's the thing. And Aaron Rodgers will target DK Metcalf. If he has a one-on-one opportunity, Aaron Rodgers is the type of quarterback who will always take
it. Do you think it will be one-on-one? I don't think Sauce is going to want help. I don't think they're going to give him help. Do you?
I mean, it depends on the call. You know, it depends on the call. You know, cornerbacks don't be in situations where they just solo dolo sometimes. Whatever the entire call is. You know, if it's a cover four, if it's a cover three, if it's a cover seven, you know, if it's a blitz peel zero type of look, then you're one-on-one. But if any time there's a single safety in the middle of the football field, that's an indicator that they're pretty much playing some type of one, some type of three, some type of seven. Aaron Rodgers might take his chances, and he will take his chances. And I like DK Metcalf to get the bear more than the bear gets him.
All right, B-Mac, if you were on the other side, if you were playing for Gangrene, you were the other cornerback not named Sauce Gardner, and you were looking at the rest of the Steelers' wide receiver core, would it have you shaking in your boots right now?
No. You would look at them with respect, but you would have to see, can they live up to the billing? Because to your point, outside of DK Metcalf, who do you really trust and you believe in? That was an issue a year ago with George Pickens, remember? So now George Pickens is no longer there. It's about who else. We know who the lead singer is, but you know, guys, in any famous musical group, whatever genre, you always had to have another individual that can take a mic and still deliver the goods, right? And right now, we got to figure that out throughout the season, and hopefully we get that answer week one.
Well, all those great like groups, what, in Motown were like Morris Day and the Time. Like, they all had those cool names, too, where everyone was singing
B-Mac
backup.
B-Mac doesn't know about those old school
Motown
groups. Yes, he does.
Groups. Wasn't it Diana Ross and the Supremes?
Getting lonely, too. Come on, man. I know about Morris Day.
If you had to make a wager, which I know from time to time you will do now that you're in your retirement, if you had to bet on a Steelers receiver to be their second leading receiver, and that would include tight ends and running backs in this game, behind DK Metcalf, B-Mac, who would you pick and why?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I would pick one of the tight ends. I think I would side with Pat because I think he would be in the lineup a little more than Jonnu Smith, especially in the red zone. And you know Aaron really loves tight end production. So I think I would take Pat outside of any other pass catcher. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Jonnu Smith, you know, emerge to be a heavily involved pass catcher when it comes to targets. But I'll take Pat with that one.
I want to ask you about Broderick Jones. He was under a ton of scrutiny going into camp, B-Mac, and we didn't hear people covering the team saying, like, oh, he looks amazing, the guy that suddenly morphed into Trent Williams now that they finally put him on the left side. But you really also didn't hear that anything was going wrong there. What's your read on how he's going to adjust? Because I think after Rodgers, he might be under more scrutiny than anybody on that offense.
You know what? That's a great assessment. You know, you didn't hear that he was playing Hall of Fame-like, but you didn't hear anything wrong either, and I'm okay with that. Sometimes no news is good news, right? It is. And with Broderick, that's a positive thing for me, and I think he's going to do fairly well. And I think it actually helps Broderick that Troy's back in the lineup also, because those two guys seem to have a real nice relationship on the offensive line, being two former first-round picks, playing the tackle left and the right. Very, very athletic, and I think they really drive each other and push each other. So I'm liking what, to your point, not hearing anything about Broderick, that's not a bad sign.
B-Mac, Justin Fields is playing for the Jets now, so he's got a little bit of an axe to grind here. He's got a chip on his shoulder in this game, even though he wouldn't admit to it this week. How do we feel about the Steelers' ability to corral him as a runner in this game. Tomlin made no mention of Fields as a passer. He was much more concerned on Tuesday about being sure to stymie Fields, the runner. What's your take on the Steelers' ability to do that in this game?
That's very, very important. Because when Justin Fields is a plus one in the running game, he is better. He plays with more confidence, and the offense is better. So we have to make sure we rush with proper gap integrity and not allow him to break containment and turn into a playmaker. But the luxury we have, we got a bunch of dudes on that front that can go. Even without Derek Harmon in the lineup, we still got a bunch of dudes. And I can't wait to see them hunt. I'm fired up. When you have a defense like we have, you have a bunch of players that look like what they hunt. You got a bunch of players that look like Justin Fields, and they're going to hunt Justin Fields. You know, in the jungle, you have certain animals that when they hunt certain animals, they can't catch them because they don't look like them. We got a bunch of guys that look like what they hunt, and they're going to hunt Sunday.
B-Mac, what do you expect out of Jalen Ramsey? That's the other thing with this defense. Like,
did you know that B-Mac worked out with him recently?
You told me that, actually.
Yeah.
You passed that along.
Yes.
I mean, I'm wondering, though, like, the one thing is there was communication issues, it was clear, to one degree or another at the end of last year. He comes in. He is a different type of weapon, I think, than Minka really was or was intended to be. So how do you expect that to work? And how do you expect it to look early in the season when we always hear, B-Mac, that defense is supposed to be ahead of offense at least for the first week or two?
Man, I think when you talk about Jalen Ramsey, I visualize him being more in the nickel role with JP Jr. and Big Play Slay being the outside corners.
Interesting. So you don't think he'll travel with Garrett Wilson in this game? That's something.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But we also have to remember, guys, looking at Garrett Wilson, now this is a new offense for the Jets, but we've seen Garrett Wilson be more of the slot guy anyway. They move him around. It's almost like his role has been that CD Lamb type role. The way how the Cowboys utilize CeeDee Lamb more so as in the slot, that's how we've seen Garrett. Now, like I said, I don't know what this offense is going to look like. I'm just talking about what I've seen in years past. But even if that's the case, we're okay because we got two TB1s outside regardless. So now you talk about JP Jr., he's a cornerback one. Darius Slay still playing at a high level. He's a cornerback one. And we got Jalen. So when you look at the reason why I say Jalen will probably be the nickel, because he's the only cornerback out of the other two guys that I named that has played inside. JP Jr. has never played nickel. Slay has never really been in that role either. But we've seen Jalen do what? Play the nickel and flourish. So it really improves the defense because you have three guys that are legit alphas at that position. And when you talk about Jalen's tackling ability and being able to blitz, you can do so many different things with him that is really going to make the defense flow that much better.
The Steelers under Mike Tomlin, believe it or not, B-Mac, do not have a good history in New York against the Jets. They're 1-3. They lost there in 2007. Would you have been on that team? Kellen Clemens and the Jets were 1-8, and they beat the 7-2 Steelers. What the hell happened that day? Good God.
Okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me reflect. Let me go back. 2007. Was that like a Sunday night game? Was it night?
It was not a night game. It was an afternoon affair. 1-8 Jets.
In 2007, it was daytime?
Yep. Thomas Jones, 30 carries for a 117 in that game.
Oh, wow. What was Casey Hampton doing?
Well, what do you think happens in this game? Steelers a 2.5-point favorite.
So check this out. You said earlier that in my retired years I oftentimes bet legally.
Yes.
And I had the Steelers in my parlay. Now usually I don't do that because it's hard when you're already emotionally involved and then you're financially involved. Mm-hmm. That's not good for your health. But this is the type of ball game that Pittsburgh will win. You talked about that bad stat with Mike Tomlin in New York. Well, Mike Tomlin also has a pretty unique stat in terms of week one ball games. He does a great job in getting off in the winning column week one. You talked about the uncertainty with this new team, a new coaching staff, a new regime on either side of the football field. And Pittsburgh has a more talented team, especially on the defensive side. I like Pittsburgh to win this ball game. Now, will it be a close game? Yeah, I can see that. That's why I have Pittsburgh as in a money line play. It's not about the points. It's about outright winning. That's it, Pony. That's it, guys. Outright winning.
All right. Well, then I'll just offer this follow-up question. With 2 minutes left in the game on Sunday afternoon, will the outcome be decided or will it still be in doubt?
It will already be decided. Okay. Decided.
All right. So we won't be sweating it out. All right, B-Mac.
No,
great stuff, man.
Ain't sweating on week one. No
sweat. We'll talk again next week. You're the best.
See you, B-Mac.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.